what the Tenderloin Housing Clinic does and what services it provides for the community?
Well, we're the primary operators of single room occupancy hotels for homeless single adults. We lease 15 hotels, the Seneca being among them, which is on 6th Street, a 200-room hotel, which is actually quite a beautiful hotel. It should be a national landmark. So the tenants are generally pretty satisfied there.
What are the conditions for them to move in? What do they have to bring to the table to be allowed to move in?
Well, our hotels are almost all of our rooms are by referral from the city. So although this is not a care not cash hotel, to get into the Seneca, you either have to be on SSI, which is disability, or in the PACE program, which is an employment program for welfare recipients. So we have you can't just come in off the street and ask to get into the Seneca. You have to be referred by a case manager from the city.
What is, for those that don't know, just in a sentence, basically, tell us about Care Not Cash.
Well, Care Not Cash was through a ballot measure that Mayor Newsom, when he was a supervisor, supported, which deducted money from single adults who claimed they were homeless on welfare and used it for rent. So they have a choice. Either they take housing or they get a reduction in their grant. And that resulted in another $14.5 million spent on supportive housing. And housed, obviously, like 1,500, more housing slots. So this is not the Seneca was the second. It was actually the very first hotel ever in the city's leased housing program through the Department of Human Services. It was first one May 1st, 1999.
So if we were following a flow chart, we would start with Park Bench, a Care Not Cash hotel, and then a hotel like the Seneca, which has some concrete requirements for admission.
Oh no! Well, actually, all of them have no. It would just mean that if you're on SSI, you're not eligible for Care Not Cash. So, if you're on SSI and you're in a shelter, the case manager would say, "Okay, you're ready for housing," and they'd refer you to the Seneca. Or if you're in an employment program, you'd be sent potentially to the Seneca because you're homeless. The theory is, and it was proven very successful, that people who are homeless have a very difficult time getting employment. Once they're housed, the chances go up.
Right. I've read and heard that, too. Randy Shaw with us on the Progressive News Hour on 960 The Quake. He runs the Tenderloin Housing Clinic, and also you may have read his work in BeyondCron.com. We have a link to both on the Progressive News Hour page of QuakeRadio.com. Have you seen the videos? Has anybody sent he posted them on YouTube, so they've been floating around.
Yeah, I've been sent a video of what appears to be, I forgot if there was some altercation between two tenants on, I guess, his floor.
That's correct. That's one of them. Is that in the Seneca where he filmed that? I didn't ask him precisely where he shot.